What is John's law in New Jersey? Facing a DUI charge in New Jersey can be a daunting experience, especially under the stringent requirements of John's law. This law, established in memory of Navy Ensign John R. Elliott, mandates vehicle impoundment for those arrested for DUI, reflecting New Jersey's serious commitment to preventing impaired driving. The repercussions of John's law, outlined in NJ Reference Stat Section 39-4-50.23, 2013, can be far-reaching, affecting not only those arrested but also vehicle owners and others involved. Exploring the impetus and overview of John's law. John's law, enacted in 2001, was inspired by a tragic event that shook the state of New Jersey. Ensign John R. Elliott, a recent graduate of the United States Naval Academy, lost his life in a head-on collision with a drunk driver who had been arrested for DUI and released just hours earlier. The driver, still impaired, got back behind the wheel, leading to the fatal accident. In response, New Jersey legislators crafted John's law, which allows police to impound the vehicles of drivers arrested for DUI for a minimum of 12 hours. This cooling-off period is designed to ensure that individuals arrested for DUI do not immediately return to their vehicles and pose a further threat on the roads. The law also imposes strict penalties for DUI offenses and includes a provision that holds friends or family members liable if they knowingly allow an impaired individual to drive their vehicle. The story behind enacting John's law. The impetus for John's law is rooted in a heartbreaking incident that occurred on July 22, 2000. Ensign John R. Elliott, for whom the law is named, was a promising graduate of the United States Naval Academy. His life was cut short when his vehicle was struck by a drunk driver who had been arrested and released on a DUI charge earlier the same day. The driver, Michael Pangle, had been drinking at a bar before his initial arrest and, upon release, returned to his vehicle and continued driving while still impaired. How John's law became a milestone in New Jersey legislation. John's law was officially signed into law in New Jersey on August 25, 2001, and has since been a cornerstone of the state's DUI enforcement strategy. First, it directly addresses the issue of repeat offenses within the critical hours following an initial DUI arrest, effectively reducing the risk of further incidents. Second, it set a precedent for holding vehicle owners accountable for enabling DUI offenders to drive their vehicles. Key elements of John's law. Under NJ Reference Stat Section 39-4-50.23, 2013, when someone is arrested for a driving offense such as driving under the influence, DUI, the law requires that the vehicle they were driving at the time of arrest be impounded by the police. This impoundment will last for at least 12 hours from the time of the arrest. To reclaim the vehicle after this period, the person must meet certain conditions. Before the vehicle can be released, the person claiming it must 1. Show a valid driver's license, proof of vehicle ownership or the right to operate it, and provide evidence of valid vehicle insurance. 2. Be capable of driving the vehicle safely and not in violation of any driving laws. 3. Satisfy any other conditions set by the police for the vehicle's release. Impact of mandatory vehicle impoundment on DUI arrests. The introduction of mandatory vehicle impoundment has had a significant impact on DUI arrests in New Jersey. By removing immediate access to their vehicle, offenders are prevented from making the dangerous decision to drive again while still impaired. This measure is not only a punishment but also a protective step that reduces the risk of subsequent DUI incidents within the same day of the arrest. Understanding penalties under John's law. Under John's law, individuals arrested for DUI face immediate and tangible penalties that go beyond the standard legal consequences of fines, license suspension, and potential incarceration. Key penalties include 1. Vehicle impoundment. DUI offenders will have their vehicle impounded for a period of at least 12 hours. 2. Associated costs. Offenders are responsible for the cost of towing and storing their vehicles during the impoundment period. 3. Liability for others. If someone other than the offender owns the vehicle, the owner must also pay the towing and storage fees unless they can prove that the vehicle was taken without their permission. 4. Legal recourse for repeat offenses. Should the offender attempt to drive the vehicle within the impoundment period, this would result in additional charges, potentially leading to increased fines, extended impoundment, and further legal consequences. The role of John's law in preventing repeat DUI incidents. John's Law plays a crucial role in preventing repeat DUI incidents, particularly in the immediate aftermath of a DUI arrest. The mandatory impoundment of the vehicle acts as a physical barrier to re-offending and gives the driver time to sober up before regaining access to their car. Arrest and vehicle impoundment procedures. When an individual is arrested for suspected DUI in New Jersey under John's Law, the following procedures are typically followed. 1. Arrest. If a police officer has probable cause to believe a driver is operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol or drugs, the officer will conduct a field sobriety test. 2. Vehicle impoundment. Upon arrest, the offender's vehicle is impounded for a minimum of 12 hours. 3. Towing and storage. The vehicle is towed to an impound lot, and the offender is responsible for all towing and storage fees associated with the impoundment. 4. Notification. The arresting officer must inform the offender of the impoundment and the conditions for the release of the vehicle, including the time frame and the financial obligations. 5. Release of vehicle. After the mandatory impoundment period, the vehicle may be released to the owner or their authorized representative, provided that the individual retrieving the vehicle is not under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 6. Documentation. Proper documentation and proof of identity are required to retrieve the impounded vehicle. Protecting the rights of the accused. While John's Law provides strict measures to prevent DUI offenses, it also upholds the fundamental legal principle of protecting the rights of the accused. These rights include 1. Due process. Offenders have the right to due process, which means they are entitled to a fair and impartial legal process, including the right to challenge the charges against them. 2. Legal representation. The accused have the right to be represented by an attorney to navigate the legal system and ensure that their rights are defended. 3. Presumption of innocence. Until proven guilty in a court of law, the accused are presumed innocent of the charges against them. 4. Right to a trial. Offenders have the right to a trial by jury for their DUI charges. 5. Right to refuse testing. While refusing a sobriety test can result in automatic license suspension due to New Jersey's implied consent laws, it is still a right that can be exercised, and the accused can discuss the implications with their attorney. 6. Appeals process. If convicted, the accused has the right to appeal the decision to a higher court, providing another layer of protection to ensure justice is served. Responsibilities of vehicle owners under John's Law. Under John's Law, the responsibilities of vehicle owners in the context of a DUI offense include 1. Impound fees. Vehicle owners are responsible for the towing and storage fees incurred as a result of their vehicle being impounded following a DUI arrest. 2. Due diligence requirement. Owners must exercise due diligence in not allowing individuals who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs to operate their vehicles. 3. Recovering the vehicle. Owners must follow proper procedures to recover their vehicle after the mandatory impoundment period, which includes presenting the necessary documentation and paying all associated fees. 4. Preventing repeat offenses. Owners are expected to take precautionary measures to prevent repeat offenses. Legal considerations for claimants of impounded vehicles. Individuals who wish to claim an impounded vehicle under John's Law must be aware of the following legal considerations. 1. Eligibility to claim. Only the legal owner or an authorized representative may claim the vehicle. 2. Release conditions. The vehicle will only be released after the mandatory impoundment period has elapsed and all fees have been paid. 3. Liability for future offenses. If the claimant is not the original owner, they must understand that by taking possession of the vehicle, they may be liable for any future offenses that occur as a result of their decision to provide the vehicle to someone who may drive under the influence. 4. Compliance with the law. Claimants must comply with all aspects of John's Law, as well as any additional requirements imposed by local jurisdictions or impound facilities. How an experienced DUI attorney can help. Navigating the complexities of John's Law and its implications for vehicle impoundment after a DUI arrest requires a sharp legal strategy and a deep understanding of your rights. An attorney can play a pivotal role in examining and potentially challenging the seizure of your vehicle on several fronts. 1. Procedural review. Your attorney can scrutinize the arrest and impoundment procedures for any deviations from legal standards, including the necessity for probable cause in the DUI arrest and whether law enforcement properly executed the seizure protocol.
2. Timing analysis: an attorney can assess whether your vehicle was retained beyond the legally permitted duration under Johns law and, if so, can challenge the extended impoundment.
3. Cost assessment: your attorney can contest any towing and storage fees that seem unreasonable or if there is a lack of transparency in the communication of these costs.
The Kugel Law Firm is committed to providing clear and effective legal representation.
We'll take the time to review the details of your case, guide you through the implications of Johns Law, and examine the procedures that were followed during your vehicle's impoundment. Our approach is to strategize a defense that is as unique as the circumstances you're facing. The time to secure your defense is now. Contact the Kugel Law Firm at 973-854-0098 today, and partner with a New Jersey DUI attorney who is as invested in protecting your future as you are.